All right. We are now joined by our race winner, Martin Truex Jr. Martin, if you just want to open up talking about this big win and advancing to Homestead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, just really happy about it. Obviously, you know, been trying to work on getting a Martin's win for a long time. It's a tough track. It's one that, you know, everybody, I think, wants to win at the history here. And just, you know, it's such a big part of NASCAR. So really proud of everybody on our team for what they did. And, you know, the car they brought, the pit stops today were incredible. The guys did a great job. So just all around a great day. And, you know, to lead that many laps is pretty incredible here. So big day, big win. And, you know, I think Homestead's the bonus. So here we go. We'll see if we can win another championship.
All right, we will open up for questions and start here with Jenna.
Martin, you had not won at a short track before this year, but you were good at short tracks. I mean, what turned and clicked and made it just so that you could do it?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you look at we won here, we won at Richmond twice. You look at how many races at Richmond we should have won in the past few years. Yeah, Bristol, we haven't been that great, but we've been close. And then, you know, here, third last year, I guess, leading, coming into the last set of corners. So, yeah, I mean, just, I guess sometimes it's your day, you know. It's your time, and we work hard. We put everything into it. And, you know, sometimes things work the way you want them to. Sometimes they don't. And this year they went the way we needed them to, and here we are.
Would you rough someone up for the win?
We don't have to talk about that, do we?
Mark,
wait till next time.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Martin, can you talk about, I heard a little comment that you made on NBC after the race about the intensity and how it's never been this intense. Can you just talk to that a little bit and try to explain to the fans and folks like us what that intensity feels like?
I mean, I could try, but I'm not that good at it. You know, to be honest, it's hard to explain. It's hard to... You know, without being on that track, it's hard to feel what guys are, you know, putting on the line and how hard they're driving their cars and all those type of things. So, I mean, I just think I feel like every year I've been in this playoff format, it's gotten more difficult. It just seems like every year somehow people turn up the intensity even more, and I don't know how that's possible. I think this year some of it's the rules package, and especially on the bigger tracks. You know, with the 4 and 5 wide restarts and things like that play into what we're doing, but just feel like there's a lot more intensity. There's a lot more on the line anymore, I guess.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. At what point this year did you, if you had any sort of doubt that you whether you could win a championship at Gibbs, were you like, okay?
I never had any doubt.
Yeah, from day one, you knew that. Was did you have any doubt during the season at all that
nope. You
might not be in this position?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have went there if I didn't think I could win a championship. I would have retired.
And.
Huh?
Made me forget my other question.
I did awesome.
Have the playoffs been any different being with Gibbs than they were when you, 2 years ago when you made your championship run with Furniture Row?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me, no. I don't really feel much different about it. I think the cool thing about it was we had, you know, when we were at Furniture Row, the first year we had, you know, an alliance with RCR. The second year when we won the championship, in 2017, we had the alliance with JGR. So it feels a little different because, you know, we were kind of like the outsiders then, you know, at Gibbs. And now, you know, we have all those people there pulling for us and wanting us to do good. So it's a little bit different, I think, from that perspective. But for me, I mean, that's all team stuff. You know, that's for Cole to deal with and the crew guys and the pit crew and all that stuff. you know, for me, I don't really feel like it's any different. You know, I do the same job now as I did then. I just have a lot more people to know their names during the week and thank. So it's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it doesn't change a lot for me.
Charles Rourke, Star News. One thing I want to ask is that how does it feel? You won the race. You should be getting attention, but all the TV is talking about the fight.
That's fine.
It's cool.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
But you said you didn't give a damn when I heard you on NBC.
I don't.
You're just glad to be out of that fight, right?
I'm glad I'm not fighting. I'm glad I won. And not only, you know, honestly, not only, it's really not only about going to Homestead for me. This is a huge win for me personally. This is huge. I was so mad. Part of the reason I was so mad last year wasn't because of Homestead. I felt like we could still get there, and we did. I wanted to win this race. I wanted to win at Martinsville because it had been so. It's been so tough for me. And first couple of times I came here, I mean, we were terrible. I mean, awful. You know, I seen Bono yesterday. He used to be my crew chief, Kevin Bono Mannion, and we joked about how bad we ran here the first couple of times just yesterday. So. You know, for me, it's just a personal thing. You know, you want to be able to win everywhere. You want to be able to conquer all the things you say. I need to figure that out. And to finally get it here, it just feels good. You know, so Homestead, yeah, it's awesome. But, you know, standing here today, the win here and taking that grandfather clock home is even bigger to me. In my living room. Yeah, you'll be able to see it as soon as you walk in the front door, so. I've actually looked at that spot before and thought that grandfather clock would look good right there.
We'll go Nate and then the back of the room.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. I have two, Martin. One, obviously, you had an extremely fast car, but this was a track position race. I think there were three lead changes.
Yeah.
Did you feel like once you got up front, you could just control it because of the fact that it seemed like aero was a factor in guys trying to get around people?
You know, early on, I wasn't sure. And then, you know, we led some, and I was like, okay, it's pretty good. You know, guys, they're hanging around. But I didn't know if we'd be able to keep the car the way it was, you know, if we'd be able to keep up with the racetrack. Because I knew it was going to cool off. I knew it was going to get dark. This place is notorious for changing with temperature as far as how the rubber goes down, how your car reacts, how your car handles. So I never really thought I was in control of anything. I just tried to keep doing what I was doing, you know, keep – telling them what the car was doing, if it needed to, if I needed to change something, and and that was really it. So, you know, I don't heed the moment. I guess you don't really think about those things like, oh, I'm gonna lead this whole race. You know, it doesn't matter, right? Until you do it. So you kind of just play it, literally one lap at a time and one run at a time. And as it kept going, I'm like, damn, they're still not. Nobody's still catching us, you know. And it's like we do another run, and I'm like, all right, you know, it's cooling off. How much is it gonna change here? And then we could still pull away. And I was like, okay, each time I was a little bit more amazed at how good things were going. But I never really thought about it more than that, to be honest.
And speaking of how good things are going, I don't know if you've looked at the points, but, I mean, you guys are crushing everybody in the playoffs right now. I mean, you're 20 points up on Hamlin. You guys have been by far the best team. Now you're locked into Miami, but how do you still approach the next two races? I mean, Cole said he feels like you guys probably still could win both. I mean, it must be weird to sort of be in this situation where the grand prize is waiting out there in 3 weeks, but, like, you still have maybe something to prove about how formidable you are here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really know. We've never been in this position before. We've always, every time we've made the Final Four, we've, you know, pointed our way in. We've never won in this round. So it's new territory. It's good territory to be in. But I honestly think we can't change who you are. You know, I said that early in the year when the playoffs started. You can't just go from a regular season to we're going to change our mindset with playoffs. You race every week the same. Just more, there's more on the line as you go down the road here. So, yeah, we're going to go. I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of effort put into our car for Homestead, which has probably already started. But now there will be a little bit extra time, you know, for Cole and the guys to work on their thoughts and their plan. But we're going to go try to win the next two. You know, just like here, we've never won the next two tracks, and we want to. So here we go. We'll go try to see if we can do it. But if we don't, oh well, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Is there a sense of pride?
The best so far? I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody wants to be the best here all the time. And so, yeah, it feels great. I mean, it's feels amazing to be doing this. I feel so lucky to have the team I have and drive for the team I do and have our sponsors, and just I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing. So I'm just enjoying it, having a blast, and hopefully it keeps coming. But yeah, it feels damn good to be the best right now.
Yep. Peter Trotta, TSJ Sports. Martin, tonight was your first win at Martinsville. Of the tracks you have yet to win on, do you feel that there is one that owes you a win more than others?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I believe any track owes you anything, no matter what you've done there. but I would say that next week at Texas, we've been close there a bunch, and we've led a bunch of laps at that racetrack, been real close, and you know, we got poles and all that kind of stuff there as well. So, you know, I don't think any track owes you anything, but I feel strongly that we can go to Texas next weekend, compete for the win, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
We're going to go up to the press box. Questions from the press box.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Kind of a two-part question, Martin. First, William Byron seemed to be the only guy who really could get to you much at all, and that was at the end of the race. I wondered if there was anything you thought he was doing that maybe the others had less success at trying, and if you had any concern that he might try something a little bit more since he was kind of already out of the Homestead picture.
Well, my original thought was they put Jeff Gordon back in that car because he was so good here. So I was like, damn, Jeff's giving him tips or something. You know, Jeff was amazing here. So to see the 24 running that good was pretty cool, first off. And, you know, he did an amazing job. He's really good on restarts. And I felt like every time midway through the race when he got to second, there was a lot of times we were in tons of traffic and I kept looking back there and he was just hanging around. So he did a really good job of hanging around all day long. And then at the end, you know, I was just trying to get good restarts and make sure I could get a little bit of a gap. I knew he was hungry. I knew he's never won before. So I knew he was probably willing to do just about anything to get a win. And I just tried my best to try to get a little bit of a gap because I honestly didn't want him anywhere near me with two or three laps to go. So, that's all I was trying to do is just keep a little distance there, and luckily we're able to do that.
We'll stay in the press box.
We're all clear up here.
Thank you very much. We will go to Jordan and then Mark.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Martin, are you the championship favorite at Homestead?
I don't know. You tell me.
You've got the stats.
It doesn't matter what I think. I'm going to go there and try to win the race. So that's my job. That's all I really care about, and that's all I think about.
Do you think you have the car and everything to beat those guys?
Oh, of course I do. I think I have the best team, and I think we'll have a really good car for there, and we'll go try our best. It's what we do. It's one race, so, I mean, I don't know. Y'all can figure out who the favorites are.
Mark Garrow.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Martin, in these next two races, there could be a scenario where you're out there to win the race, and winning that race could prevent one of your teammates from moving on to Homestead. They could be your toughest competition if they were at Homestead, obviously. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, top of their games. So is that something that you would have to do to, you know, win a race to freeze them out? Say you were at, whether it's Texas or Phoenix, they're behind you and that kind of thing.
I mean, we're going to go race as hard as we can race. Like I said, I mean, I wouldn't mind winning the next three. So, I mean, that's what we're going to try to do. I mean, that's what we get paid to do. That's our job, is try to win. So, yeah, I mean, we're not going to let anybody win, if that's what you're asking. Doesn't matter who they are, teammates or not. We're not going to let anybody win. So, I mean, we're going to try our best, and hopefully we can get it done. We're not going to let anybody win.
Charles.
Yeah. I've been thinking back. Joey Logano's like controversy for years back here. You got any advice for him? Because every time he comes to Martinsville, it's a fuss.
Yeah. I got no advice. No advice.
Okay. Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Two of the guys that you could be potentially...
Where's your spoon at? Your ladle. So you call it wooden spoon.
The two of the guys that you could be facing for the title are Hamlin and Logano, and they get in this scuffle post-race. Do you know, like, when you're racing, can you see, like, guys that you're like, oh, yeah, those two guys are racing each other harder because they were in a – like, is that good for you if they're in the championship and – they potentially have that in the back of their mind, or do you think drivers forget about it? And
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it, you know, something like what happened today, I think is, you know, they're not going to give up their chance at a championship by worrying about what happened today, you know, if they get to Homestead. But, you know, certainly the next 2 weeks they'll be, you know, they'll be thinking about it when they're around each other. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com. Congratulations, Martin.
Thanks.
This is the first race that we've really had to transition to night, legit night. We've had some finish in the dark here pretty good, but this is the first time with the lights at night. I asked Cole about the transition, and he was kind of noncommittal. He's like, there was a pretty big temp swing inside the car as we went from the hottest race in the last 15 years to darkness with cooler temperatures and humidity. Did it really change the way the car handled?
It probably didn't change as much as I thought it was going to be honest with you, based on past experience here and especially even Saturday, yesterday in practice, you know, from morning practice to afternoon, it changed big time. But I was surprised that it didn't really change it that much, and I think that's just a credit to, you know, the guys keeping up with the track and keeping up with their adjustments with the temperature change and staying on top of things. I was surprised how, like I said earlier, our car stayed so good the whole race. We made some adjustments early, and then we were just doing really small stuff the rest of the day. So I was surprised by that.
Martin, what kind of sense of pride do you take? This is your third straight year making it to Homestead in 4 out of 5 years. You've done it with two organizations, but basically the same team. I mean, how good do you feel about what you've accomplished?
I feel great about it, you know, I mean, because we've had a lot of different things in that time, if you think about it, you know, from teams to, you know, personnel to, you know, manufacture different chassis, this and that. I mean, we've had a lot, different alliances and things. So it's a big deal, I think. And rules changes, you know, different cars, different styles. It's a lot to learn when they change those things. So for me personally, it means a ton. And you know, obviously the one constant in there really has been Cole and our relationship and what he brings to the table for me. And you look over history and look at the combinations of driver and crew chief and the success they were able to have together. And I never really knew what that was like until I got with Cole. And so it's a lot. It means a ton. I love racing with him. He's a great guy, a great leader, and he's put some great teams together for us over the years. So It's really cool to be a part of that, and hopefully we can just keep it going. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We're working hard on trying, and hopefully we can keep that going, but you never know.
Have you ever seen him fight?
No. I mean, in hockey, maybe. Yeah.
We're going to close with Deb.
Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. Congratulations, Martin.
Thank you.
You just mentioned in answering Jenna's question about a lot to learn over these last few years. Do you approach a race different than you used to, or do you study data more? Do you approach one different now than you used to as far as learning, studying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it changes every year for sure, and especially the last 2 years since – you know, the SMT came out, you know, NASCAR has all that data sharing deal. You can look and see whatever any driver in the field's doing at any point in time through the weekend. You know, if somebody's doing something different or they're really fast, you can look and see what they're doing. So, I mean, there's a lot more information available today than there was 5 years ago, and you just have to try to keep up with it all. That's one thing that's, you know, again, Cole and my engineers, James, they really stay up on that stuff and keep me in the loop on what's going on and point me in the right direction on a lot of that kind of stuff and what I should be looking at and shouldn't be looking at. So the more as we go down the road, the more things become available, the more you have to use them. Because if you're not using them, somebody else is, they're going to have an advantage. You know, and so, yeah, you're constantly learning. You're constantly just trying to do everything you can to try to get better.
Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Guys. Appreciate it.